Wayne, how you doing?
Good.
Is Ohio still on the map?
Wet, but it's still here.
What are they doing? Flooding you out there like they are in Dallas?
No.
Had five people drowned last night in Dallas.
Heard that. No, my cattle are eating lots of nice green
grass. What kind of cattle you got, those damn muleys?
Dang,
yeah. Well, that's what we call pony cattle.
Is that right? I got the big kind. Listen, is there any reason you don't want me to go over make this speech in Strasburg?
Hell no. Not any reason I don't want you to make any speech.
All right. I just kind of got the impression that some of those guys down there that did it. You know, I cleared the State Department.
Nobody wants to. Everybody, I want you to go anywhere you want to go, anytime.
Gene, that's a rough draft, isn't it?
Well, I don't know what you're saying. I can't endorse something I don't see, but I endorse you.
We'll send a copy down.
I endorse.
You're following me on NATO,
is
about what it is.
That's all right. Well, I'm
giving the French hell, and if it don't go over good, blame it on me.
Well, that's
American
policy. That's all right, my friend. I haven't seen it, don't know anything about it, but I'm for you.
Well, they invited me to come make a speech, and I talked to the State Department about what I ought to say, because I didn't want to go up and go over there on my own, but, you know, getting in line with the policy. Secretary and that's
about to Well, you do all right as far as I'm concerned. You get your tail over the dashboard sometimes, but it's in the right direction, and it makes it better for the administration in the end.
Well, I think this won't hurt you. About the plane, but I told those guys down there I can get over there.
Well, here's what we're trying to do about the plane. Now, we got real serious problems. They wouldn't let McNamara buy any more planes. They don't want any more commercial planes. So he's got the backup plane and has to stand if they drop the atomic bomb. He's got one in Asia and got one in Europe. So there are no jets. Now then the question is, what do? We got them from senators and congressmen all the time. Fulbright, you know, and he went to Australia. He didn't get a plane. I don't know how much that has to do with the problems we have. But what we did, we got in one trip. And Jack Valenti got him in and said, now, Mr. Tripp, we're going to have from 10 to 20 or 30 people going from time to time. We have plenty of aircraft in Europe, and we have plenty of aircraft in Asia, but if we could set aside a compartment and get it roped off somewhere and get special attention to people, and you give them a place where they could work and with their staffs and folks, and we could let you have some business instead of these $3,000 an hour planes and all the guards and everything, and we don't have them. We just have these three that are usable. So he said that he would try to do it and work up a plan for us. Now, this was about 2 weeks ago, so we told the senators that, and we told them to get the majority leader and the minority leader of the Senate to, on any trips, to sign a request and to have the speaker and the minority leader of the House do the same. And we haven't put that into effect yet, but what they're trying to work is find some answer when we just don't have a plane. We had Morris going in one direction, we had Fulbright going in another direction, we had the Secretary of State going in another direction, and we just haven't got but three planes. We need a dozen of those Boeing 707s, but McNamara is afraid to buy them because I don't guess he's afraid to, but commercial-wise, why? But I'll have Jack Blenty call Juan Tripp and ask him to set you up a special section where you can work going and give you special attention. Or I'll give you one of these old planes that they got, or I'll get you a plane when you get there. If you'll tell Henry Wilson what you want, then I'll get anything that I got. And Lady Bird's got a Beechcraft that I'll let you have if you want it. I'll do anything I can for you.
Well, the thing I want to know, Mr. President, I want to make sure that I wasn't going over there against somebody.
No, sir. You don't. No, as far as I'm concerned.
And there'll be a copy of the proposed speech down on your desk
tomorrow.
That's good.
And
if there's anything you don't like, I don't give a deal. Next Wednesday, you'll know what it is.
All right, okay. All I want to do is you just keep the same foresight that you have about Johnson. Be years ahead of the time, and if you just don't lose your judgment, go off your rocker, well, I'll be happy.
Don't worry about that. I'm not about to do that. I didn't even put any pressure on these
people. No, I mean that you, I thought you had pretty good judgment down there that night when you filled that place in Ohio, and I just want you to keep that good judgment in your old age.
By the way, old Don is sitting here, and he'd like to
see let me say hello to him.
We'd like to go again. Don, the president, one of us. Well, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Wayne.
I'll talk to you.
Hope you have a good trip, my friend. Happy landing.
Well, Mr. President.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
You're not throwing any more of those shindigs, are you?
Well, we're thinking about it.
Well, I got that's a good one.
Well, we'll have to get you to come out sometime.
Well, I don't know. They may not let me go to any more after Tom Dodd's dinners. I went to Burnmate's speech. They give me hell every day.
They did.
Yep.
Oh, we're still on.
All right, okay. Take care of old Wayne.
Will do.
Bye. Bye.